Well, I forgot that I was going to be wearing red today. It's a Feast of the Martyr, and I just grabbed the white. That's what happens when you kind of things get thrown off. But I should be wearing red today because there's two optional memorials for three martyrs. Two of them are Saints Nereus and Achilleus. And these two were Roman soldiers who were killed after they became Christian and left the military. We don't really know much more about them other than that. Their devotion did spread rapidly within the early church. We know even less about the facts of the life of the third martyr, Saint Pancras. He was apparently a 14-year-old boy who was killed at the beginning of the 4th century, and then one of the popes raised a basilica in his honor. So somebody who was very, very important in the early days of the church, we don't really kind of time his cause us to forget some of these guys. The reason that I'm mentioning them at all today really is because we can assume by their martyrdom that they followed the commandment given to us in today's gospel. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. And that is a commandment, one that Jesus repeats at least three times in the Last Supper discourse. And the Last Supper discourse is the section of John's gospel that we've been hearing from this week. And by the way, do not be afraid is the most commonly repeated phrase in all of Scripture. This is given to us as a commandment because we have a choice about whether or not to give in to fear. Jesus knows that we will be afraid, but he wants us to be at peace. Now pay attention to what is going to happen as we go through the Mass today. Pay attention to what happens a little bit later. There's going to be a time during the Mass when I repeat the words pretty close to what Jesus said in today's gospel. The very beginning, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. And when does that happen? During the Mass. It happens during the communion rite, after Christ has become once again present on the altar, hidden within the Eucharist. So what's the lesson here? If we want peace, we need Jesus. At times, he may seem distant, but he promises us today, he promises us that he will return. Not just at the end of time, but also in our everyday lives, whether we can physically come to church and receive the Eucharist or not. All you have to do is ask, and he will unite himself with you spiritually. If you want peace, seek Jesus. Saints Nereus, Achilleus, and Pancras, pray for us.